wake-up call here at Rosie on the House, talking about whatever we want to talking about whatever you want to talk about. If you'd like to join the conversation, have a favorite story about some adventure in Arizona, give us a ring and share it with us, like Johnny did in taking his grandchildren up to the ferret, black-footed ferret. What did they call it? Symposium? Workshop? It was an overnight event where they were actually having volunteers trap ferrets, bring them into the treatment center where they were diagnosed medically and aged them, and then they were re-released. And it's a repopulation of a species that had at one time been extinct from Arizona. So they're repopulating a native species.
So there. I understand.
And they're having it again in October.
Woodpeckers.
Yeah.
Deer.
Yeah.
Elk.
You're not getting the ferret
bear.
Thing.
What did we lose by not having the black ferret foot? What part of the eco environment was suddenly missing when that the black footed ferret?
We don't always know all these things.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know that either.
They are cute.
That would be one reason you could go register for the next event
here
in a couple weeks and go up and learn that.
I can see Landry, Remy, Roxy, Tinley out there with their little flashlights. That'd be cool. How neat to have an adventure like that all orchestrated for you. You just step into it and learn.
That's exactly how they have it set up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's an all-night thing, so you got to bring kids old enough to be able to stay awake most of the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Or young enough.
Yeah.
All right, Romy.
Or young enough.
Usually when the sun goes down, so do we.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, another great thing we like to do here at Rosie on the House is always provide you opportunities to get out and see Arizona. So we came up with the Sanderson Ford Staycation. You're registered to win that at rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place on the planet you can register that. And you get to pick where you want to go. So you register. We pick a winner every month. And once we notify you you've won, you just let us know where in Arizona you want to go and what you want to do and what you want to see, and we take care of the majority of the details, and you get to pick out a car from Sanderson Ford. Our most recent winner wanted to try that new C-Max Ford, and I'm dying to hear the road testing
critique, huh?
Critique of that. You know, it's a car that's a hybrid, even to the point where you can get your own plug-in electric station at your house. So that's the plug-in hybrid. Then they have a standard hybrid. But it's a little four-seater car that's got like 200 horsepower in it.
Wow.
So I'm very anxious to see what they come back with and tell us how they like that little booger.
You betcha. Now, one of the fun things about staycation is we give a great gift basket.
That's waiting for you in the car.
Would it fit in this little car?
Oh, yeah. The interiors.
Okay.
You go on to CMAX.com, FordCMAX.com. The interior really is quite generous. Quite generous. Looks good.
Well, this month they get something from a big basket from the Sphinx Date Ranch. And they've been around for a long time, since we were in high school and before.
When I got here in 65, they were here.
But it was bought by Rebecca and Sharon Seitz in 2012. They're doing a lot of updating.
Oh.
But some things are still very much the same. The wonderful Majul date and Sphinx dates they have. And they're having a great big open house October 15th from 5 to 7 in the evening. Their normal business hours are Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
And we go down there every year to buy our pecans.
That's right.
And they're a local first company, so you can be sure that your pecans are coming right here from the state. They have all kinds of stuff. They have Arizona wine and beer. They have date shakes, which are to die for, that you can have made right there. So it's just a great, great place to think about when as you're getting ready for Christmas.
Absolutely. They prepackage a lot of gift baskets. So
that's right. You could just walk in, and if you don't like to put all that stuff together, they have great samples. Or you can go there and pick and choose according to who you're buying for.
Yeah, and this last winner got a basket from Sphinx, picked the C-Max, and ran up to Sedona and stayed at the Best Western Inn Plus of Sedona, which actually, of all the rooms you can get in Sedona, that inn probably has some of the best views of the Red Rocks of any of the inns in the entire area. So that's just one of the kind of weekends that you could have. And like I say, we'd love to present you with the opportunity, but you've got to get to rosieonthehouse.com and get registered for that. And then you just let us know where you want to go, when you want to go. I always used to say there's no blackout dates, but we're finding out there really are a few, but very few.
Sarah works really hard with you to make sure you get a trip that you enjoy. We don't just throw something at you. You get to have a lot of input.
Yeah.
And then my thought, Romy, for events for this month, is...
You're going to need a pickup truck.
We need a pickup truck, yes. Yeah, oh, because we're going to fill it full of
patches,
stuff. Yes.
Locals farmers market, a lot of harvest goods. You're going to need some bed space to take all this home.
And with the air cooling off, we don't have to go quite as far.
That's right.
Lots of fun things, right, to do here on the valley floor.
The Arizona Farm Bureau has incredible resources on their website to help you get connected with those. And in their monthly newsletter that they mail out, they still have a hard copy newsletter you can sign up for. For Maricopa County, because that's the majority of our listening audience in this first hour, and I'll cover some in Yavapai for our Sedona folks tuning in. But you've got, obviously, the McDonald Ranch on Scottsdale Road. Now, I have never been there.
You have. You just don't remember.
Okay. I've never been there when I remembered. they always get a ton of coverage in the news and the – I think just because it's probably the closest –
it's easy to get to.
Closest with a large population around it, because a lot of these other ones are on the outskirts. And you're right, it's not hard, especially with the 101. You get off on Scottsdale, go north, and I know it's like four or five miles mm-hmm. maybe. So they've got a petting zoo. They have hay rides. I'm not exactly sure what Western games are, but they have that listed. It's nothing with live ammunition and six shooters. Or knife throwing. You know, it's nothing like that. But have you heard of Mother Nature's Farm?
I have not.
All right. They've got their pumpkin festival that goes on the entire month of October, which we're already in. So you can go now at mothernaturefarm.com.
What part of the valley, Romy?
It is a 480 area code, but it does not give me an address. So I'll look that up. They've got an address here for McDonald's Ranch. They got an address for Schnepp Farms. Do you know Schnepp out
of
Queen
Creek?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful place. And then they have an address for Rocker 7 Farms if you're on the West Valley and Buckeye. But they don't have an address for Mother Nature.
And the ones you mentioned
all
have pumpkin patches.
That's the one on like Thomas and Scottsdale Road, I think. I'll look it up. Yes. Oh, these all have a fall festival going on the entire month of October. So call ahead. They're obviously not probably Monday. They probably don't have their hay rides going on a Monday. Online, azfb.org. You can look at all of these and either find one close or find one you've never been to. Try a new one.
I think in October, the perfect Roselle Now staycation would involve a tour of the fall colors and some pumpkin chunking.
Well,
can we go watch some pumpkin chunking?
Well, we'll get up to Mortimer's Farm. There's one more from Maricopa. TOLMACHOFF. Tolmachoff Farms.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Well, I've heard
Julie Murphy pronounce that.
I know.
Name.
But they also have a haunted corn maze. So if you've got some older kids that like a little more adventure and haunted houses, that's in Glendale. Up in Yavapai County.
Wait. I have one more you didn't catch.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Let me see. Oh, you're right. Vertical Farms.
Oh, no, that's
in Mesa.
Not it. Desert Botanical Gardens also.
Oh, right, no, that's
right
not
here.
Listed on here.
Probably
because they're not a Farm Bureau member.
Why
are they not a Farm Bureau member?
I don't know, but it's the Great Pumpkin Festival, and they have everything as well. And, of course, they're just a wonderful, easy-to-get-to venue down by the zoo. But I wanted to mention to you, Romy, I found a new list of events I'm really enjoying, and it's from the Green Living magazine, if you haven't seen it. You can get a digital copy. They're available at Fry's and Whole Foods. But they specialize in sustainable kind of events and articles, and they have all the watershed management dates I was talking about earlier in October. They have Arizona Recycling Conference listed. Do you remember our friend Terry Gillenbeck that we took the trash tour with? They're going to be putting on a conference at the Phoenix Mesa Marriott. And then also the Great American Seed Up is listed, which is our friends at growphoenix.com. So anyway, if you're interested in sustainable things, check out that Green Living magazine, and it's greenlivingaz.com.
Green Living AZ. And then if you just want to do some pumpkin chunking.
Where can I go see some pumpkin chunking?
Well, if you've been in Arizona a long time, you're going to remember the name Young Farm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it broke everyone's heart when that died. There were people on the radio just, I remember Dave Pratt just begging somebody, please go save it and keep it going. We can't lose it. We can't lose it. Developer bought it, shut down. They were going to plow the whole thing over and stack a bunch of houses on it. The economy recession slowed, development started, and a couple years later, nothing happened to it. Mortimer's Nursery buys it and starts Mortimer's Family Farm and reopens the what used to be Young's Farm, now Mortimer Family Farm. They have a corn maze that they get out there and they mow rows in their corn. They have what Rosie was talking about, the pumpkin chunking. It's been known that the occasionally will hit cattle that are out grazing, and I hear that's a fair hoot.
Overshot. Overshot.
That'd be a rude awakening. Bonk.
The Mortimer,
I think you get extra points for that, right?
The Mortimer Pumpkin Festival is actually every weekend in October.
Most of these do have something every single weekend in October.
Okay. Right.
I don't know when the pumpkin chunking is. I think that's just a one-time event.
You know what the world record pumpkin chunk is?
Why am I not surprised they have one?
It's over 5,000 feet.
What?
It's 1 mile.
What did they use to chunk it?
I don't know. But the rule is the pumpkin cannot come apart in air because then it's called pie in the sky.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I'm studying up on pumpkin chunking.
I guess. I can see something in our future here, a new hobby.
Well, if you've seen that TV show where they have it, you'd believe it. It's amazing. I mean, they've got these guns that they fire out that are about 35 feet long. They spend all year working on these things. These guys, it's kind of like their little hobby on the weekends.
It's a big boy version of potato guns, right?
It's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Well, I want to see the pumpkin chunking contest, so we'll have to find out when they're doing that up at Mortimer's and see if there are any other. We've got anvil chunking, right? Fourth of July,
yes.
Up in Snowflake. Now that's an experience. But I haven't seen pumpkin chunking live yet.
Now, where else would you find staycation ideas like this? Except Rosie on the House at 7 o'clock hour.
Get to rosieonthehouse.com and get registered. Like I say, we draw a winner every single month. So we've got a lot coming up. We've got someone coming up in the next segment going to talk about sustainable poultry. You ever think about putting a chicken or two in the backyard?
Every day.
You know what? You go walking or jogging through a lot of the residential communities on reasonable size lots, and you can hear the chickens in the backyard. This is becoming quite the event. Your own homegrown eggs.